honey, this is going to be a great day. The steering column showed up for the hot rod.
I'll pop open the champagne.
Am I ever going to experience a wife who savors the thrill of a new auto part?
Not till you remarry.
Hi.
Hi, Marty. How you doing?
Hey, you got the steering column.
That's right. I'm going to install this today, maybe get to the turn indicators. How about that?
Great. Listen, before we start, can I ask you guys a favor?
Sure, what's up?
Well, it's our anniversary next week, and Nancy and I want to spend the weekend up at Houghton Lake.
Oh, it's so romantic there.
Oh, especially this time of year. Houghton Lake, walking hand in hand across a frozen lake, 30 below zero, wind chill, 90 below zero. You can just admire each other's snotsicles.
Could you get any grosser, do you think?
Give me some time.
Anyway, Mom said she'd babysit the twins, but we think both of them's a little much. Could you guys take Gracie?
Absolutely.
Oh, it'd be great. We love having the girls here.
Ken, go, Marty.
Hey, Mark.
I'm going to the mall. I'll be back soon.
Okay, honey.
Tim? Mark wearing black lipstick?
It goes with everything.
Stuff I borrowed from my playtime with Grace.
Look at all the cool stuff I got from my playtime with Brad. We're gonna put in the gauges of the dash panels today.
Oh.
Well, Auto Boy, ready to do some work?
Actually, something came up. I just talked to Samantha, and I'm gonna go meet her at the mall.
What about the dash panels?
Well, let me see, a beautiful blonde goddess who loves me or dash panels?
And gauges.
Adios.
What's that all about? He promised me to have me work on the car, now he bails on me.
Oh, Tim, when you were his age, which did you want to be with? A girl or... Oh, never mind.
Hey!
It's the time. How you doing, man? Good. Here she is. Here's the guest of honor. And some of her stuff.
Hey, sweetie. You ready to spend the weekend with me and Uncle Tim?
Okay, here's her stuff. Here's emergency numbers.
Okay.
And here's the rundown. No candy.
No candy.
No soft drinks.
No soft drinks.
No bedtime stories till she's finished brushing her teeth.
Hold it, honey, you getting all this?
Yeah, I got it.
And don't let her watch any more Tool Time. Gives her nightmares.
Me too.
She gets a nap between 2 and 4, but don't let her sleep more than 2 hours or she'll keep you up all night.
I got it all under control. In fact, I've got all these fun activities planned for us. We're going to have a tea party. We're going to play dress up.
Dress up? That'll be so much fun. Because I've got this darling off-the-shoulder number to die for.
Have a great time up at the lake.
Okay, thanks. Okay, honey. I'll see you in 2 sleeps, okay? You be a good girl for your Aunt Tim and Uncle Jill.
I think he means Uncle Tim and Aunt Jill.
All right. I was thinking of you playing dress up.
Gracie, these suitcases are so heavy. What do you have in here, rocks?
Yes.
I'll take her stuff upstairs.
Okay. So do you want to introduce me to your animal friends?
No, they're shy.
That explains why they're so quiet. Hello? Oh, hi, Dr. Ashley. Yes, actually, I did sort of have plans. Yeah, well, okay, I'll see what I could do. All right, bye. Tim!
Jill!
One of the therapists didn't show up for her group at 11 o'clock. Can you cover for me?
I've never done therapy before, but how hard can it be?
What me can you cover for me with Gracie?
By myself?
Timmy raised three kids.
I raised three boys. This is a little girl. I don't know about a little girl.
Everything's the same as with boys. You read to them, you feed them.
Is she potty trained?
She's 4 years old.
Well, Marty wasn't potty trained until he's like 9. And I still think he's wearing something at night.
No, leave the girl alone. Give me my bamboo. My bamboo. It's my bamboo.
Oh, Mr. Panda, thank you so much for saving me from Mr. Monkey.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank Mr. Tiger.
That's Mr. Lion Cub.
Oh, sorry. I've never been a lion cub before.
Well, I have. You know, I gotta tell you, it's a tough gig. Everyone expects you to be king.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, Gracie.
Hey, Cousin Randy, why don't you play with Cousin Gracie so Uncle Tim can go play with Mr. Hot Rod?
Well, Cousin Randy would love to, but unfortunately I gotta spend a couple hours with Uncle Chemistry and Aunt Algebra. See you later.
Hey.
What are you gonna do now, Uncle Tim?
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we ask Mr. Gorilla what he wants to do?
Okay.
No! Really? Mr. Gorilla wants to play in the hot rod.
He does?
Why don't you tell her? Oh, yeah, love the hot rod. Hey, Gracie, now this is what Uncle Tim likes to play with.
Cool.
That's right. 46 Ford convertible.
Wow.
Wow is right. I've got its lowered, independent rear suspension. The guys from Motor City Flathead and Ypsilanti built me the motor.
Neat.
Yeah. Look at this. It's a convertible. So we can sit in here. Oh, it might start to rain. Now, I don't suppose a little girl like you would like to put the top up.
Yeah.
This button right down here. You flip it up. Hey, now I got an idea. Why don't you and Mr. Gorilla go stand by the workbench, hand me tools. I'll finish the dash panel.
Let me ask Mr. Gorilla.
Don't.
He wants to have a tea party. I'll be the princess and you be the queen.
You want me to be the queen? Okay. But if I take it to the hardware store, this never happened, okay?
Here's your queen.
My crown, huh?
All right, Princess Gracie. We have ourselves a spot of tea. It's very hot. Now, don't burn yourself. After our tea, maybe we'll take the corgis out for a walk and a wee-wee. Now, Princess Gracie, is this something you'd like to eat with your tea? You want a cookie? We only have muffins. Hold on a minute. Squire, the princess wants a cookie! Now, what would her royal frigidness like to have?
How about a lobotomy?
Well, look who's here! It's the village idiot! Off with his head! Now go, run! Get his head! Go, go!
Rabbit, let's bounce together. Rabbit couldn't believe his ears.
Me, bounce, he said. Well, sure, said Digger. You get the feet for it.
I wouldn't call those feet. I would call those gunboats. Those are big, big feet. No wonder he can bounce. I mean, these feet are gigantic. These are... Looks like somebody else lost their bounce, huh?
Ha 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 ha!
Was I drooling?
No, you just fell asleep with Gracie. She looks so sweet.
Oh, she may look sweet, but don't play Candyland with her. She marks her cards.
So, how'd it go?
Well, we had a tea party, played the stuffed animals, read some books. It was one of the best afternoons of my life.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm serious. She's really cool, you know? She's so different than the boys, you know? They just want to roughhouse her. She has little stories to tell, you know? She even liked my queen mom.
I'm glad you had a good afternoon together.
Had a great afternoon. I started thinking about what we missed by not having a daughter.
This from the man who used a magnifying glass on every one of my sonograms praying for a prenatal winky?
Well, that was then, you know. This is now, you know. Just took a while to figure out how cool little girls are.
I like this new side of you.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's sweet.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of sexy.
Well, hold that thought, because something I've been thinking.
Yeah?
Let's have a daughter.
Excuse me, did you just say daughter?
Yeah, I say, let's open the possibility.
There is no possibility. You had a vasectomy.
Well, it can be reversed. Or better yet, what if we had sex every day? We had sex every day, and maybe one of my little guys has been hiding, ready to make his move.
Tim, you obviously haven't thought this through.
I want us to think it through, you and me.
Okay, we will. All right, suppose one of these guys...
Let's call him Bob.
What is going to guarantee that Bob is going to get us a girl?
Bob won't let us down.
Bob let us down 3 times.
That wasn't Bob, that was Steve. And if we want to make sure, we could adopt...
Tim, just listen to yourself. I mean, you spend one afternoon with the niece and all of a sudden you want another baby?
Because I thought maybe it'd be fun.
Fun?
Well, fun, yeah. We could build a room to keep her.
This is a child, not a Corvette.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't love her any less, I tell you that.
Tim, all those years ago when we decided not to have any other children, you know, I rebranded my whole life. Yeah, I have a career now.
Maybe we could find a way to work around that.
Honey, a child is a lifelong commitment. I don't want to work around a child.
You're shutting the door on this?
I think it is so great that you're having all these feelings. I just don't really want another child. And I think that if you think about it for a while, you're going to feel the same way.
Well, I can speak for me, but I can't speak for Bob.
Welcome back to Hobby Week.
Yesterday, we showed you how to build this dollhouse I built for my nieces, Gracie and Claire.
And today, the focus is on furniture.
That's right. And to build tiny furniture, you need a tiny tool.
Who knows more about a tiny tool, Al?
Tim.
Well... I use a Benford 61 miniature scroll saw to cut out the pieces for my little table.
That's right, we modeled it in the Chippendale style.
Actually, at this size, it would be perfect for Chippendale.
Well, Heidi and I used the Benford 61 miniature lathe to shape the post for our canopy bed.
When using small tools like this, it's a great idea to use magnifying glasses like these so you can see what you're doing. I can actually see the cameraman's brain from here. These guys finish the post for the beds. I'm going to use a little more glue on my tabletop here.
Now, the great thing about these micro tools is that they allow you to shape your posts almost effortlessly. All right, Heidi, why don't you finish that up while we check in with Tim. Tim, you okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where's the dining room table?
Here.
All right. Well, let go.
Well,
Wait, what happened to all those chairs?
We'll be right back after these words from Bedford.
Hi, guys. Did any of you see Tool Time today?
Unfortunately, yes.
Dad lost it.
Yeah, it was his second girly Tool Time in a row. I mean, what's next, pantyhose week? Or a salute to feminine hygiene?
I don't know about you, but I stopped watching the day Dad turns to Al and says, "Do you feel fresh?"
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, Dad, so tell us, how many more shows are you planning on doing about dolls?
Oh, two. Doll patio furniture and the best of Hot Rod Barbie, huh?
Guys, just go wash up for dinner.
What's with them?
Honey, I can't believe that you're still on this. You know, you gotta get a grip. You're obsessed with this daughter stuff.
You know, that's what the lady at the adoption agency said. I should be open to a boy. But then I explained about the boys we have. She understood.
You went to an adoption agency?
No. I just called a few in my lunch hour. I wouldn't do that without you.
Well, that's good, because I don't want to go to an adoption agency. I don't want to have another child.
Look, if you need time to think about this, take all the time you want.
Oh, okay. No. And I want you to take this no seriously this time.
If I took it seriously every time you said no, we wouldn't have any kids. Everything all right over there, Wilson?
Oh, hey, Tim, how's it going, bro?
Hi, Willow. What's with the fire?
Uncle Wilson built this for some sacred Hindu ritual, but I'm using it to dry my nail polish. This color is called Back to the Fuchsia.
You little girls paint your nails. You're so cute.
I'm 26 and I got a fungus under my thumbnail like you wouldn't believe.
Well, you were probably cute when you were little.
Yeah. But then there was that awkward period between 3 and 25. Speaking of periods, I'm starting to blow.
Whoa,
like you and
whoa, not- whoa, Wilson! Willow, Vince is on the phone. He wants to know if he can stop by after he visits his parole officer.
Cool.
Parole officer?
Well, this boyfriend's better than the last one. At least he's out.
This is great, though. You get to spend time with your niece. I get to spend time with mine. She's making me want to have a daughter.
Well, Tim, I thought in your case that was no longer an option.
Well, you can reverse a vasectomy.
What about Jill?
She's not reversible.
Tim, are you really serious about having another child at this point in your life?
I don't know what's come over me. I really don't. Everything started changing the moment I started spending time with Gracie. You know, instead of wanting to play with G.I. Joes and cap guns, I feel like making cute things, you know? We had a tea party.
Oh, a tea party, you say? How delightful.
Quite. Yes, it was.
Boy, I used to think boys were the ticket.
Right.
But boy, Gracie's so different. She's got such an imagination, you know? Yeah. She brought out the queen in me.
That's a whole other direction, right? Whoa, whoa.
I don't know why this is. You know, I spend a lot of time with my nieces. You know, maybe it's because they're older now.
Well, maybe it's because you're getting older. You know, in the words of Oliver Wendell Holmes, men are like peaches and pears. They grow sweet a little while before they begin to decay.
So you're saying I'll get soggy before I rot?
No. What I am saying is you're able to appreciate a side of life you never could before.
But what about this idea about me having a daughter?
Well, Tim, if you like to build cute things and you like to have tea parties, you can always have them with your nieces.
Maybe you're right. And that way I can avoid that unpleasant diaper changing phase. 0 to 8. I want to talk about something.
I'm afraid to ask. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about what Sherlock Wendell Holmes said, all right? The reason men want daughters is because they're like rotten peaches. I should just play with my pears.
I think it would be better for all concerned if you didn't father any more children.
I don't have to. Whenever I miss having a daughter, I can just spend more time with Gracie and Claire.
Well, that's a great idea.
And when our kids grow up, they're married, maybe they'll crank out a couple chicks.
Well, I hope they do some of that cranking. I sure would like to have some granddaughters.
Yeah. Grandparents have the best of all worlds.
Oh, yeah.
They can play with the kid all they want. When trouble starts,
pass that kid right off to the parrot and bolt for the early bird special at the IHOP.
Well, we're a long way from being grandparents.
I'm glad, because it gives me more time to play with you.
Oh, yeah, big girls are fun.
What's that Bob doing tonight?
He's all tied up. All right. Fuse panels in place, Marty, hand me the sockets.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, girls, now tighten down the fuse panel. And now, how would you guys like to watch Uncle Tim and your dad wire the car from scratch? We should also ask this guy, though. I am Buzz Lightyear. No, I am Buzz Lightyear. No, I am Buzz Lightyear. No, I come in peace.
I come in peace.
No, I come in peace.